hit the jackpot.
That jabroni you have sitting in your studio.
Ow.
Is this jabroni's name?
Jabroni of the week.
And we'll start with the three dishonorable mentions. And we go back to, what was it, a couple weeks ago that ESPN made the all those layoffs.
Last week, 2 weeks ago?
Couple, I think it was a couple weeks ago
runs
now.
Together.
Well, one happened last week. Just one. One stood alone, and it's SportsCenter anchor Sarah Walsh. The reason she was late.
Oh, they let her go?
Yeah, they let her go. The reason she was let go late is because she was on, what do they call it when you you have a kid and you're away from work for a while?
Maternity leave?
Thank you. I don't know why it's slipping my mind.
Good grief,
maternity
Mitch.
Leave.
Maternity leave,
that
yes.
was awesome.
Anyway.
You're on the list for next week.
Yeah, why can't you be honorable mention for not knowing maternity leave?
So what happened with her is that she gets back to work. She had
twins.
Very
mansplaining of you.
And she was off for about a month or so. She gets back to work. The first day she gets back, she's let go.
Wow.
After having twins.
That's rough.
Yeah, that is very rough.
That's
probably the worst one of them all, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's not good.
Although I believe Sarah Walsh is married to an athlete. Like, I think financially they'll be fine.
Yeah, but you're still, I mean,
it sucks. Yes,
if you're a SportsCenter anchor, that's the dream job right there.
Matt Bushman, who is a pitcher for the Diamondbacks. So
there you go.
At least landing on your feet somewhat.
All right, next I'm going to go with Michigan State defensive end Demetrius Cooper. Brought him up last week for you can't be serious. Maybe in a little bit of trouble. Actually, I haven't heard an update on this since it happened, where he uploaded a Snapchat video of him drinking alcohol. Well, he was on he got a plea deal for a 2016 assault charge. Part of that deal was he wasn't supposed to drink. And many people think he's going to be going back to jail. Just haven't heard anything, actually, from the initial articles, but that's still pending, I suppose. But he's one of the dishonorable mentions from this past week. Next, going to the NBA here, Dwight Howard. Back on the 28th, which was Friday, rough night for Dwight Howard. Atlanta Hawks, their season came to an end after losing to the Washington Wizards in Game 6 of the first round, 115-99. That was in Atlanta. Well, a few hours later, got himself pulled over for speeding on the highway, going a 95 and a 65 in his blue Audi, which I'm sure that's a beautiful car. But the cops, they ran his plates through the computer system, found out that he was driving uninsured and with a suspended registration. He wasn't arrested. He got a very hefty ticket, a couple of them, that is, a couple traffic violations. But then he got his car towed. Can't drive without insurance or suspended registration. So his bodyguard that was following him had to give him a ride home.
Yeah, well, that's jabroni worthy. Dwight Howard is, he's not always
used
been.
To be my guy.
Yeah, I know, Mr. Magic fan. I don't know. He's not always endeared. I don't think people love him in the cities that he's been in the NBA. I'll put it that way.
It's amazing that he's going to end his career without a ring, along with Carmelo Anthony.
But my jabroni of the week, I'm going to go with former University of Oregon tight end Colt Lierla, who escaped from Washington County Correctional Center. It was over the weekend this happened. I believe it was actually on Friday, if I remember right. Escaped from jail. He was arrested the next day because he was at a friend's house overdosing on heroin. Cops get there.
Barry believed there.
The heavy, friends, very
well, here's
quick.
The deal. There's more to this. Cops get there. It turns out he's alert. He doesn't seem under the influence, but he just seems a little, I mean, like he was drunk or something, like he was buzzed. It didn't seem too bad. He wasn't overdosing. Apparently, friends ratted him out. He tries running, doesn't get very far, and he gets arrested within 24 hours of escaping jail.
That was too heavy for me. Like, some jabroni-esque behavior there, but this leaves me feeling bad. This leaves me feeling bad.
The dude escaped jail. His friend probably really did the right thing, because you can get in a lot of trouble for housing and escaping.
Right, like 80, yeah, yeah, yeah. First of all, you put Sarah Walsh on the chopping block just for losing her job and having a baby.
Hey, no mercy, man.
Yeah,
it's jabroni of the week. This is a very serious thing.
You've got a lot of karma coming your way.
Can we make it happier next week? It's like, you know, funnier, funny things that happen. Not heroin overdoses. Ugh. I'm going to go try and live a clean life for the next 24 hours. We'll see you tomorrow.